It's show time. Hey, what up? It's old Kenny here with you for a brand new episode of the Kenny Ho Show. How are ya? I hope all is well. And even though for you, you're not hearing this back to back, Jack, I am definitely recording two back to back, Jack. Why? 'Cause why not do a crazy dance? I lost one job. Now, I don't agree with people who are like, oh, during the pandemic, I didn't know what to do with myself. I'm defined by my job and my status and my wealth and my amount of followers. Well, that's because you're a jabroni. You sound like a real piece of work. You definitely don't sound like someone anybody wants to hang out with, right? Other than other douchebags, of course. If I ever sat down with somebody and they unprovoked started telling me about how many followers they have, I'm walking away from that conversation. I don't care how rude that looks, or is, I suppose. I'm walking away from that conversation. Well, at least if it's a dude. If it's a dude, I'm like, yo, dude, you're a... Like, did your mom hit you or something when you're a kid? Like, or did your mom smoke when you were in the womb or whatever? Why are we doing this? Like, why am I sitting down with you? What is happening here? I definitely get up and remove myself from the situation. Now, if it was a hot girl, and she's like, oh my gosh, I just got 300 new followers this morning. I posted this video. I thought I had bad hair. I thought it was a bad hair day for me. And then I'm just sitting there the whole time being like, I'm ignoring all that this bitch is saying. I see that her mouth is moving, but not a word is entering my mind. Rather, I've moved my attention to her nice knockers, and because she is so stupid and vapid and empty, maybe this hoe will sleep with me. But here we are doing a second episode in a row because I have all the time in the world now. Thank the good Lord. Honestly, I wasn't bothered when I got fired. I was like, oh shit, that's a lot of income, but I'm not gonna miss the job. That's a tough job, and my body hated me for going from zero during the pandemic to 1,000. It was rough. And I'm not even kidding. Like, sure, there was aspects that I was annoyed by or whatever, but there was also a part of me that when I got that call, I was super relieved and super thrilled. I'm, oh, thank goodness. I'm not going to go handicap because of this stupid job. And I don't need a job to, you know, A, define me, or B, give me direction on what I should be doing or could be doing. Like, maybe if this was like, I don't know, like 20 some odd years ago, where like the internet was not just full, chock full of information and things you could learn just watching a video. It's like so easily accessible now to new skills, or just you willing to sit your ass down and watching whatever the hell it is for however long it needs to be taught, right? So I know what I want to do. I want to develop all kinds of skills. I want to get in shape, all this stuff. It just, do I want to put in that time? Or better yet, will my mind not throw enough monkey wrenches into my plan, where at the end of the day, the only thing that I can comfortably do is play like GTA Online, right? It just comes down to that stuff. But as far as knowing what I want to do and should be doing, that's not an issue. So thank goodness I'm not like one of these normies who are like, I need a job to know who I am. I know who I am. It's just, you know, they're not good things. But I know who I am. A failed actor, a failed radio guy. That's the one that hurts. Why? Because I'm like, what kind of loser fails at radio? I mean, if you look at acting, I'm up against some stiff competition. There's guys like Christian Bale that exist. John Stamos, Johnny Depp, Keanu Reeves. And I mean, these guys are starring across the likes of Natalie Portman, Lily Collins, Hilary Duff. All these, you know, prime time super babes. You gotta pick a guy who like looks like potentially she might be into, right? You can't go from, you know, the closest thing to a goddess you'll find on the planet and then try to pair her with old Kenny. The whole audience will be baffled. Their suspension of disbelief, their small-minded suspension of disbelief could not go to those lengths. They're sitting there the whole time. They're like, we don't understand. Where's the attraction here? He's not good-looking. He doesn't have any money. He's not even smart. Now we're starting to see the holes in Natalie Portman's acting. This guy ruined the whole movie. He ruined the entire movie industry. He's ruined America. More so than it already has been. But in radio, honestly, do you know how many fat, unattractive people work in that industry? Do you know how many smug, useless losers who make somehow less money than me for some reason turned around and was like, no, not even an interview for you here? It kind of hurts the ego a bit when some imbecile who thinks it's a good idea to work full time, and not just full time, like every waking moment, you're looking for stuff to talk about, looking for inspiration to make your stuff sound better or be better or whatever, all the while only making like anywhere between like $8,000 to $12,000 a year, is like, no, too good for you. Now, you know, I always say, listen, don't let like job titles and the amount of money you make and that type of stuff define who you are. Like, don't look down at people because they don't make a lot of money. I look down at these guys because I'm like, you guys are idiots. You work how many hours a week for how little money? Like, that's like borderline some kind of slavery. Actually, I take that back. I don't want to be dramatic. Like, slavery is rough. These guys are just sitting there doing their archaic shows in an archaic format. You know how, oh, let's come up with something to talk about for 1 minute in between songs. That's got to be the winning formula. You know, just in case somehow the great masses actually give a shit about the thing I'm talking about, 1 minute's really gonna quench their thirst and leave them coming back for more. You out of your mind? If you say something that's interesting and you're like, well, we'll get the rest of this story after this 10-minute commercial break, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, that's an interesting story. Let me just Google it and read it in the next minute and then turn this goddamn radio off because these commercials are annoying me. So you know what? I do take it back. It's definitely not slavery. If I talk to, because there's definitely got to be slaves out there now. It's not just like, you know, the railroad building kind and the cotton picking plantation kind. There's got to be some like out there now. I'm sure if I talk to those guys, they're like, what are you talking about? Talking for a living. That is the, I don't even know what accent I'm doing. That is the, oh my goodness, I was born a slave and I'm going to die a slave dream. But it's kind of like sweatshop-ish. Again, some dude in China working actually in a sweatshop would be like, what you talk about, man? $14,000 to dream. That's a Chinese sweatshop worker dream, pal. But that's rough. I mean, it's okay, it's none of those things. I'm just going to say it's sweatshop-y, okay? I don't want to be 100% wrong on my own show, okay? I'm just going to say it. Because think about it. You're putting in like easily like 50, 60 hours a week. And if I did 50, 60 hours a week Just even working minimum wage, no overtime. Let's do the math. Give me a second. I'll be right back. Yeah, so I just did the math. If you do a 60-hour work week at $14 an hour, I don't know what minimum wage is. I know it just went up by like nothing. It went up by like 10 cents, which I'll get to in a second. But let's just say a flat 14 bucks, that's like over $800 per week. Meaning if you do that shit week in and week out times 50, you're definitely like closer to like 40 some odd thousand dollars a year and not $14,000 a year. What I'm trying to get at is you should judge those people because they're straight up idiots. Don't get me wrong, radio can be fun. And of course, it's not like laborious and stuff, but still, there's definitely shitty aspects of it, and it's still a job. You still have to put up with all kinds of stuff that the Kenny Ho Show doesn't have to put up with. So it's definitely not worth the money and the amount of hours you need to put in there. And if you're still doing it, you should be judged. You're a freaking idiot. Because honestly, like one of these minimum wage jobs, if you get the right one, if you get like the right group of people and like the job is like the right type of work, it could be as fun, if not more fun, than radio. I mean, I was in radio. I can tell you it's not that great. It's all right, but it's not that great. It's not like, I have to imagine something like maybe like shooting an adult movie where like you're the male talent and you're just like nailing hot chicks day in and day out. If they wanted to pay me 14 grand for that job, sure. The fun offsets the lack of pay, right? But almost anything else, it would not be worth working full time, beyond full time, and getting paid next to nothing for it. Every job sucks. You better pay me. I'm not sure exactly how I got onto this topic, but here we are, right? But I guess I'll continue with the topic of what to do with this new free time. You know, people are defined by their jobs. I try not to be. And now I have some free time. Worst case scenario, honestly, if I'm like, I don't know what I should do with myself. Worst case scenario, right this moment, I would go and take ballroom dancing lessons just in case the people running Dancing with the Stars dilutes the term star even further. Because right now, literally a Peloton instructor has made the cut. I would not hold my breath that podcaster is the next low. And honestly, selfishly, if they're going to go in that direction, if they're going to go low, go real low. Don't be like, let's see what Joe Rogan's up to. I doubt you can get Joe Rogan. He definitely makes more money than like 95% of anyone who's ever appeared on Dancing with the Stars. Probably less than that. Now that I think about it, probably less than that. Because they have had some like people who have been big deals in their life. Even this year, they have Mel C, Spice Girl, Sporty Spice. I don't know how bad the deal she got was, because I'm pretty sure all those pop guys back in the day got shafted hard. Like, their companies made a pretty penny off their backs, and they got the scraps. But they've also had professional athletes. Even this year, they have Iman Shumpert, who's an NBA player, former NBA player. I know he got paid. I know Bron got him paid, so there's guys who are comparable. But with that being said, don't even bother aiming for those guys. Don't even aim for the middle. If you want to really make some noise, because everybody is just like going along with it, right? It's like everybody knows a Peloton instructor is not a star, but it's a positive show. So nobody's saying anything about it except for me, of course. The only person you can't cancel, because that show got canceled a long time ago, but it's still going on, is Old Kenny's show. But if they really want to get people talking, really create a buzz in the industry where everyone's like, can you believe it? They put the lowest rated podcaster on the planet on that show. What the hell? We gotta tune in just to see how much of a car crash this thing's gonna be. And oh boy, if they ever put me on that show, it would be a horrible, horrible, one of those, oh my God, what's going on here? It's so horrible and terrible, but I can't turn my eyes away. What's wrong with me? It'd be one of those situations, because I could do hip-hop back in the day. I could do, like, Britney Spears type of dancing. You know, a little NSYNC thrown in there. I could do, like, that type of stuff. But I was horrible at ballroom dancing. I think I learned 2 months worth of ballroom dancing, and I had no fracking idea what I was doing the entire time. Thank goodness, this was in theater school, of course. Thank goodness my classmate and... they were lazy, and in this case, I agree with it. Thank goodness they were lazy, because usually when they give it any thought, they're like, yeah, just pair Kenny with the fat girl. Every single time, the same fat chick. I'm like, guys, I hate this bitch, and I'm pretty sure she don't care for me very much either. If you would like me to leave the program, just ask. I will leave. If you're like, I don't think this is a good fit for you, there's other options and other ways to get into acting, let me know. Don't be like, let's try to push him out the door by having him do romantic scenes with this girl that makes him want to throw up every single time he looks at her. But thankfully, this was one of those teachers who, and I learned this out years later in radio school, they usually just take the top, the attendance list, and they took the top name and the name at the bottom and paired them up. Next on the list from the top, and next on the list from the bottom, and paired them up. So they did that, and thankfully, my last name and G-Unit's last name lined up where we got partnered together. And this girl, back in the day, back in Lithuania, she took ballroom dancing from a little girl until she was a grown-ass woman. So she guided me through it. Every single assignment, we got like 7s and 8s out of 10. She got 7s and 8 out of 10. I was just there along for the ride. It got to the point, it was so bad, I had no idea what I was doing. She's like, Kenny, don't worry about it. I know you're struggling, but and I know you're supposed to lead, but I will lead, but I'm going to do it in a way where it looks like you're leading. I'm like, holy crap, how good are you at this? Is that even a thing? And I guess it was, because I got 7s and 8s every single time because of this girl. But to this day, I have no idea. I remember at my cousin's wedding, she and her husband, like, they did this, like, performance piece where they were doing, like, ballroom dancing and, like, into, like, contemporary, like, artsy dancing. Neither one of them have any training whatsoever. I'm like, you guys are... really embarrassing yourselves, because I mean, I was bad, I was clueless, but you're really trying to take the cake here, aren't you? Old Kenny's like, hey, nobody can be a worse ballroom dancer than me, and these guys were like, hold my beer, or I guess in their case, hold my pretentious champagne. But in fact, I'm gonna start taking it up just in case, because you never know. Because when I was a kid, I'm like, well, they're never going to do any more Star Wars movies. You know, sci-fi is such a niche thing. I'll never get to be in one of those or be a star from one of those. Let me just give up on acting and take this horrible, horrible, stupid path that's going to lead me to woe and misery instead. And all these years later, I'm like, goodness gracious, I could have been Shang-Chi. It seems like all they do now is pump out sci-fi fantasy shows. I could have definitely, even if I was like a nobody in one of the shitty productions, I could have, you know, made a few $100 and maybe had a bit of a riveting good time. Or best case scenario, I get one of these shows. Even if it's not like top of the line, it's like, hey, you know, lots of fans, you make a good living, you get to make out with some girls who do not fall under the category of disgusting fat chick, you know? So you never know. They might really, 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 really lower their standards and look to old Kenny someday. You never know. Because, hell, remember, like, not even a couple of years ago, I'm pretty sure just months ago, I was like, well, selling out, even though it's on the top of my priority list, doesn't seem like that's ever going to happen. Like, I'm never going to get a shot at it. So, whatever, let's just keep going. And I'm telling you, a few months later, wasn't quite there, but I was getting close. I was getting into the quadruple digits. And that's how, once you're in the quadruple digits, you're in the conversation. You can make money off the show. And I guess the selling out portion of it is, it may not be the top advertisers. It may not be the stuff you would actually use yourself, but that's what selling out is all about.
Well, never mind the work, mate. Never mind the art. It's about the money.
I mean, I hope and pray to God I'd never ever catch herpes, but if someone wanted to pay me like $5,000 to read an ad about herpes cream, if they wanted me to sell herpes cream, you better believe I'm selling it.
Herpes away! You made out with the wrong girl, or 500 of them, I guess? Herpes away!
But only time will tell. You know, if the Dancing with the Stars producers really wants to make headlines, but, you know, they may never go down, you know, Dancing with the Stars may never go down the line of putting a podcaster on their show, but what's stopping the contestants of Dancing with the Stars from starting their own podcast? And I found out last night that Olivia Jade, the daughter of former disgraced Full House star Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, the daughter of Aunt Becky, has started her own podcast. Once again, the beautiful people are taking over. They've commandeered the one medium that homely people can shine in. Once again, the beautiful people have stepped into the realm that the homely have built and have instantly garnered respect, love, and adoration and success for something that I have yet to see any of that from. But I'm actually not hating. For once in my life, I'm not hating, because actually I'm looking forward to this. She's a very, very charming person. Her skills are good. She's surprisingly a good dancer, but it's beyond the technical. It's beyond having the skill set. She's just a natural. There's something charming and just can't take your eyes off her. And that's like the ultimate compliment. And it's not, sure, it helps that she's easy on the eyes. She's a spitting image of her mother. She's definitely a good looking woman. But it's not like I'm crushing on her. I haven't gotten to those levels. And at my age of 30 and just being tired all the time. And also, like, I haven't felt this in a long time. But like when I was a kid, I remember having like the biggest crush on Anne Hathaway after The Princess Diaries. And, you know, being a young, emotional fella, as opposed to getting up there in age, emotional fella. I remember one time just being like, oh, I'm never going to have Anne Hathaway. I'm never going to have Mia Thermopolis. And it hurt me so much. It was like this empty feeling that I definitely don't ever want again. And certainly crushing on celebrities thinking, and having it be anything more than a bit of a, you know, what was that song? It's just a little crush. If it's anything beyond that, that empty feeling's coming back. That helpless feeling is coming back. And can't have that. I already got enough celebrity crushes that aren't going anywhere. We got the great Queen Amidala. We got... I'm literally pointing at my posters now. I don't know any roles by name that Lily Collins played. The Emily in Paris, the gayest show on earth. Wanda from WandaVision. I'm definitely not adding Olivia Jade to the mix, but I was actually saying this to someone at work the other day. I don't know what the hell the context was, but I'm like, well, I'm not saying
you know, try to date this girl, but it's nice just having attractive women in your life. And with my wonky, crazy mind, I could convince myself that I have Olivia Jade in my life if she does like an hour podcast per week. Between watching her on Dancing with the Stars and her podcast, it's almost like we're friends. And he continued to go down this dark road of ignorance and confusion until one day he thought some celebrity was his woman. And when he saw that she was with some other guy, he called her a cheating whore and pulled out a majorly long knife that he had no business having on him for any other reason than to repeatedly stab this pretty boy son of a bitch over and over and over again until there was nothing left of him but a puddle of blood. And from that day forward, he was no longer known as Old Kenny. He became Old Kenny, the podcast serial killer. Right, that's some serial killer shit right there. I may not listen to this podcast just to be safe. I may get around to it, but I've also been meaning to listen to the Iconics podcast, but haven't really gotten around to it. I think I've listened to like a combined like half hour of a couple episodes. I don't know what it is when it's like a YouTube thing. When it's visuals, I'm like, oh man, I have to commit like an hour and sit here and watch. I mean, I guess I could just like walk away and do what I normally do when listening to Tell 'Em Steve Dave and just listen to it. But I feel like, well, they went through the effort, they paid for the set, they hired a cameraman, they did the makeup. I gotta be respectful and watch it. So I think this Olivia Jade one is just audio, so probably gonna listen to it. See, it just entered my mind. It just hit me. If the Kenny Ho show weren't so... Well, how do I put this delicately? If the numbers weren't so goddamn atrocious, I would reach out. I would be like, let's say, even if I had the quadruple digits, I'd be like, hey, you're a new podcast. Let a veteran, let a successful veteran like myself show you the way. Why don't you hitch your, what is that, wagon to my trolley or whatever the saying is. Let me take you to the promised lands. Even though, like, realistically, I think she has a million, like, YouTube followers on her channel or whatever. So even at quadruple digits, her and her people just laugh me off the stage. Like, no, you're going to hitch your broomstick to this witch or whatever, right? I mean, on one hand, I do hope that she's successful because of all the shit she and her family's been through over the past few years. But with that being said, I also want her podcast to kind of struggle so that she would be like, sure, I'll come on your podcast with your 83 listeners and it tops my 51 listeners. Like, to me, that would be pretty interesting. I'm sure it'd be like horrible for her, but it'd be interesting for me. If for nothing else, as I said, it doesn't hurt to have attractive people in your life. It doesn't hurt to interact with attractive people. I mean, it'd be best exclusively, but, you know, when you're a bottom rung like me and homely, you know, once in a blue moon is the best you can ask for. So I'm saying it's probably not going to happen, but who knows? Maybe I'll reach out at some point. You know, stranger things have happened, I suppose. Not really. This would be like, they would anoint me some sort of good luck god or something if I pulled this off. Not an interview. I wouldn't do an interview. I tried to do an interview with Tiffany Alvord and that went to shit. I'd write nothing down. I'd just have a conversation. Try not to put my foot in my mouth in the process. Try not to say degrading things about women and keep all the homosexual jokes to myself. And, you know, no, definitely not after what happened to Chappelle would I be telling transgender jokes and black people. Well, what's a black person? I see no color. Okay, native. Yeah. They deserve better. I totally reconciled and whatever on that day. Oh, yeah, speaking about shit that's happened to her family, even on the show, she's like one of the best dancers. Like, top three at worst. But Olivia Jade almost got eliminated last week. See, this is why I keep saying we live in an age where everybody has a voice and everybody has a platform. But I stand by this. Not everybody should have a voice, and definitely not everybody should have a platform to express themselves. Because for the love of Christ, you know why that happened. She scored, like, I think third top scores from the judges that night, last Monday. Well, last Monday as of this recording, which is on a Monday. By the time you hear this, she may be off the show already. She may be begging to come on the Kenny Ho show. She's like, we heard through the grapevine, you're going to be on the show next year. Let me get in good with you now, okay? I'm like, that makes no sense, lady. Like, I'm going to get voted off the first week. If you got voted off, you, the daughter of Aunt Becky, gorgeous with a million followers, got voted off. What chance do I have? I have 83 people who listen. I wouldn't even call them fans. These sons of bitches wouldn't even give me a 5-star rating on iTunes. I thought about Kenny Ho Show t-shirts once upon a time, but I know for a fact if I put these things on my website, I would sell one, and that's to some radical feminist who burns my shirt on live TV during some sort of anti-me and people like me interview. Granted, it's on like local TV, it's on like Rogers Channel 10 or something, because who the gives a rat's ass about the old Kenny Ho show? Hey, nobody wasting a like nationally aired interview slot on old Kenny is what I'm trying to get at. But yeah, back to Olivia Jade getting almost getting eliminated. Oh, knock on wood, she don't get eliminated today. I want her to win. It was two of the best dancers on the show and two of the better scored dances of the night. It was Mel C, Sporty Spice, and Olivia Jade. As the bottom two, one of them had to go home. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I thought this was literally going to be at the end when it came down to who's going to win the Mirror Ball trophy. I thought it was going to come down to Olivia Jade, Mel C, or JoJo Siwa, who I'm also rooting for. Nice kid. Not sure what she really does exactly. I think she's like the poor man's Hannah Montana or something like that. And I mean poor man's Hannah Montana. Because this girl, like, they show clips of her when she was younger. Like, she did a music video. I'm like, is that Honey Boo Boo Child? This girl looks like, well, at least if you go by just looking at her mom, they look like they grew up in a trailer park, right? But that's good for her. She seems like a good kid, you know? She's come through, gone through some adversity, risen above the hate, and she's very, very good at dancing. So I do want her to win. But I also wanted Olivia Jade or Mel C to win. And, like, this is, like, week 5 or 6 or something, and already they pit two of my favorites against each other. And thankfully, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but thankfully they got rid of a Spice Girl. That's hard, because I used to love the Spice Girls. I still love the Spice Girls. Listen, they put on whatever generic crap, you know, about nothing songs on radio, and all the kids would go crazy and be like, we love this garbage. And I'll stand there and I'll be like, I hope Coronavirus Part 2 kills all of you. But if you put on some Spice Girls, these foos won't know what's good for them. They'll all, you know, go make out at 12 years old or what, 8 years old, and be young whores or whatever. But I will. I don't know why I'm at this same party as these people. Sounds like a real sketchy situation. I'm just going to change the whole premise. Whenever a Spice Girls song comes on, well, my YouTube feed, because I keep looking them up, I will click on it and listen to it again, because goddamn, there ain't nothing better than a Spice Girl as far as I'm concerned. But thankfully, last week, Olivia Jade was better than a Spice Girl, and she lives to dance another day. I know that sounds so gay, but she's an attractive woman, so it's not gay because of that. And hopefully, you know, tonight she moves on again. But I don't even think I ever got to it. I think why she got voted almost out is because outside of me, it's just got to be a bunch of fat chicks, a bunch of like middle-aged to old fat chicks who are like, I was never as good looking as her. Look how beautiful she is. Look how naturally good she is. Look how beloved and charming she is. I'm none of these things. I'm repulsive. I even make old Kenny look very attractive and tantalizing. So I'm going to vote for Iman Shumpert. She's like, I'd go black and never go back. It's just they're not interested in me because I'm disgusting. So sadly, you know, I'm probably, well, unless JoJo Siwa makes it to the end, because again, I'm rooting her on. That little honey boo-boo child, you know, all grown up type of girl. I'll cheer her on. She might make it to the end. But if she's out and Olivia Jade's out, then I'm out too. But hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully it comes down to them at the end, but it's unlikely. She had one of the best scores and she almost got voted out. There's like everybody has one bad dance per year. So like if she has one bad dance, nobody votes for her. She's gone for sure. And that would be horrible. And that concludes the second episode of the Kenny Ho Show for the week. I can do that now because I'm out of one job. Back down to one job. And I got a little distracted there because I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Is this? Oh, shit. Are we at the end of October? So, like, I'm supposed to do a spooky and scary edition of the Kenny Ho Show? But I don't know. Like, 8 years in, like, is it obvious? Like, I don't give a rat's ass about Halloween at all. Like, I only do it because it's fun to do the count voice and do, like, a little bit with that. If you hear from me, you know, in and around October 31st is because I came up with something I really wanted to say with the count. But the rest of it is going to be a real stretch. It might just be the count and then like a regular Kenny Ho show. That I can imagine doing. But if it's about what scary movie I watched, not really into scary movies. And my God, was it last year, maybe the year before watching Dracula? The first episode was great, but then the rest of it was a waste of my time. And that's not even an option anymore. I got rid of the flicks. Maybe that will be what it's centered around. How scary is life, huh? Prices for everything's going up. They're adding new taxes to shit. Yeah, not only is my paycheck the same, in fact, it's worse now that I got shit canned from that job. How scary is it to think that I might have to shiv a hobo and use his carcass to keep me warm through the long, cold Canadian winter night. Woo, scary. Toodles.